Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, elections are over and we are now in the lame duck session. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville thinks he can get lawmakers to vote on road funding soon. What's the likelihood the legislature will come up with a plan to fix Michigan's roads by the end of the year?
Well, I think it's probably more likely rather than not. The governor's hoping that some people who were unwilling to vote for road funding before the election will be afterwards. And of course, about a third of the legislators aren't coming back, so they have no real political risk. The question is, how much money will it be? The governor originally asked for $1.2 billion in new money a year for at least a decade. His own Department of Transportation says the money needed now just to sort of run in place is more like $2.2 billion a year. The other question is, how do they propose to get the money? The governor wants to do it primarily through gas tax and vehicle registration. Other people have talked about the sales tax, which would require a referendum. We'll just have to see.
In what other legislation are you watching to see if lawmakers pass or not by the end of the year?
Well, there's a lot of discussion about the Elliott Larson civil rights bill and whether they would extend protection to LGBT Americans, gay people, transgendered people. That doesn't seem terribly likely to me, but you never know. And in the background, there's this sort of ominous thing that some Republicans have talked about, changing the way the state allocates its electoral votes in presidential election to go from winner-take-all, to which almost all states do now, to allocating it by electoral votes. Democrats are fervently against that, in part because, while, for example, Mitt Romney lost Michigan decisively 2 years ago, he would have got a majority of the state's electoral votes if they used this system. So the governor says he's not interested. My guess is the governor is not going to be interested in anything unless and until they get road repair done. But it's just something to keep your eye on.
Last week, voters in six communities voted to decriminalize marijuana. Five voted no. Grand Rapids decriminalized marijuana back in 2012. But this week, the law in that city is being challenged at the Michigan Appeals Court. Why now and why Grand Rapids?
Well, the main problem here overall is that whatever states, whatever cities do, marijuana is still illegal under both state law and federal law, and communities can't do anything to trump state law any more than a state can do something to trump federal law. Whether the law enforcement officers, how intensively they enforce it's another question. Somebody commented that many jurisdictions and most states still have laws against adultery, and the prisons would be quite full if those were enforced. So, however, there's sort of a principle of the thing here, and it'll be very interesting to see sort of how this plays out.
And let's end in Detroit. A federal judge approved Detroit's plan to exit bankruptcy on Friday. So what comes next for Detroit now?
Well, sort of now the baby's born and we have to see how he or she thrives. The fact is that Detroit, we don't have a final date yet for when the city will formally emerge from bankruptcy. But while the city will be shorn of debt, it still has all the problems it had. Not enough jobs, not enough educated people, a lot of blighted buildings. And we have to see whether Mayor Duggan and Kevin Orr have set up something that will have enough of a revenue stream to continue to improve services and hopefully attract more people and jobs to the city. This is going to be a long-term story.
All right, Jack, thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.